It's Texas Standard Time.
Never underestimate the power of a wintry mix to shake things up. Just ask two Texas congressmen, a Republican and a Democrat. With flights canceled yesterday, they did what some Democrats and Republicans might never think to do. Share a small enclosed space with each other for more than 24 hours. Yes, we're talking about a road trip, and along the way, they appear to be discovering more than the distance between rest stops. Joining us from a car on the move somewhere along I-40, we believe. Hope you can hear us there, Congressman Will Hurd, Republican of the Texas 23rd District. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having us on.
And we have Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who is a Democrat from Texas's 16th District. Welcome to the Texas Standard, Congressman O'Rourke.
Good morning from the roads of eastern Tennessee.
What's it look like out there? You seeing any snow or sleet out there?
You know, we did see, when we were going through some higher elevation passes, we did see some snow, some ice. We saw an 18-wheeler that unfortunately came off the side of the road and rolled down the embankment.
Good
and traffic backed up going west, but we're thankfully going east. So clear roads ahead. We've got about 400 people who are with us on Facebook Live who are crowdsourcing the road reports ahead, and they say that we've got clear sailing all the way through until we go to 81 North.
You guys are really taking bipartisanship to a new level. Was this something you planned out, or was this spur of the moment?
This is Beth. I'll answer this. Will and I were talking about this. One of the things that makes a road trip is some level of spontaneity. So about 12 hours before we left, Will and I were trying to figure out how we were going to get our flights back to Washington, D.C., given the snowstorm or blizzard that was expected there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of off the cuff said, hey, Will, what if we rented a car, drove it across the country, and live streamed the entire way and allowed people to join us? And I wasn't sure if Will would take it seriously. And so I'll let him tell you how he thought.
Will, what did you think of that?
Well, I've learned after the fact that he didn't think I was going to ever say yes. And when I did, I think he was a little shocked. And had we probably talked about this a little bit more, we may never have done it, because Beto is once you get something in his mind, he's not going to stop until he gets there. He would drive all the way through and never stop. I would stop at every city and every town, hang out, and talk to people. So that started early, our bipartisan cooperation and finding the right number of stops and how much time we could spend outside the car.
What I love about this is, you know, there are old-timers in Washington who will tell you that, you know, the sort of the spirit on Capitol Hill has changed so much it's not recognizable, you know, compared to what it used to be back in the good old days, as some of them remember it. Here you guys are a Republican, a Democrat, who seem to be enjoying each other's company as just people. Does that happen a whole lot in Washington these days, or do you have to get into a car together?
Well, the press of business, people are going home on the weekend, crisscrossing their districts, coming back. We spend time in committee meetings, and when we're on the floor voting, you have some superficial interaction. But I don't think I've spent 24 hours in a car with anyone, except for maybe my girlfriend and my brother. and so this really is a great opportunity. And we've been asking all of our colleagues, we've been having colleagues call in from both sides of the aisle. We've been asking them if they were going to do a road trip with someone of the opposite party, who would it be? We're keeping notes.
I've got a proposal for Will, which is that we institutionalize this, and every year in March we have a congressional cannonball run, and it's going to be two members per car, a Republican and Democrat, and we all race each other. You can pick whatever route you want. There are a lot of them to get to Washington, D.C. You got to follow the laws. You can't speed, but you can use whatever trickery or shenanigans are up your sleeve to beat your colleague.
Yeah, you'll have to come up with a new parliamentary procedure book.
Exactly. The listeners of the Texas Standard have heard it here first. Congressional cannonball run.
The congressional cannonball run. Seriously, what's the feedback been like? Because you mentioned you're live streaming this. You're on Facebook, and you've used Periscope here, parts of your journey. What are constituents saying, and how's that going?
Well, you know, we're getting all kinds of comments from the folks who are super supportive and are glad that we're doing this, people who are critical of a position that I've taken or Will have taken. But most of them are folks who are curious about where we stand on a given issue. So we just spent the last 20 minutes talking about climate change. And I to my surprise, find that Will and I both agree on most of it. Before that, we're talking about accountability within the VA and a federal government hiring freeze. Again, I think I gave a little bit on accountability in order to speed up the ability to get bad employees out of the way. And right. I think Will acknowledged that a hiring freeze is not helpful for us fulfilling our mission to the American people.
This is fascinating because you're actually getting some real work done. You're exploring the how far you're willing to go on some pretty contentious issues.
You're absolutely right. And Bethel and I have worked together a lot over the last 2 years on issues that affect the border. Him in El Paso and me from El Paso to San Antonio, we have a lot of border, and the border communities are important to us. But it's been interesting to learn some of the other areas where we can actually cooperate on. And I would never have thought that we'd not had this long conversation. And you had said earlier, we actually are enjoying each other's company. I've had fun. We got into a lengthy debate last night about pies versus cake, which was pretty funny. And so it really is cool just getting to know Beto. I learned he was in a band, and it's really interesting hearing about those experiences. So it has been fun along the way, and it's actually helping both of us as legislators. And the goal was, yelling the media sometimes don't cover when bipartisanship actually happens. We focus a lot of times on what divides us rather than what unites us. And it's great to show that and be an example that if a Republican and Democrat can be in a car for 24 plus hours, then we can have a civil discourse about the issues.
Are you guys getting a sense of just how big a deal this is?
It seems like. And honestly, yesterday we saw the nature of the comment changing where, you know, there was some nastiness. And then it got better. And look, if you look at the social media profiles of both Beto and I, our followers are very different. And so seeing them interact and do it in a positive, thought-provoking way has been good. So this is great.
That's the voice of U.S. Congressman Will Hurd, a Republican from the 23rd Congressional District, on the road with Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who we've also been hearing from. He's a Democrat from Texas's 16th District. They are en route to Washington, D.C., having not been able to get a flight, obviously, yesterday, what with the wintry weather. They jumped into a car and decided they would take it all the way back to Washington. Gentlemen, it sounds like you've had a terrific road trip so far. I wish you happy and safe travels all the way to D.C. Thanks for taking time to speak with the Standard.
Thank you. Thanks for having fun.